All right. I think, if you're interested in this, that I have the genesis of Green Tail Shiner from yesterday.
Dude, you're going to have to really...
It's going to be tough. Do you have that, Groobs?
Yeah, that... just a sec.
It's the hardest I've laughed in a long time.
Okay, well, I think I know where it came from. Now, I have no idea what made me think of it in this context. I think I was just grabbing for something, and somehow this came to mind. But I do recall where it came from, if you're interested.
How do you keep this a secret?
Weird.
Okay, well, we're talking about Arnold Schwarzenegger's revelation that he fathered a child with one of his servants or whatever back at his house. And Maria Shriver didn't know. And we're talking about the young boy who's 10 years old
now. Taking on the characteristics of Arnold.
Right, and I think we named him Kenny Schwarzenegger, yes. Just not knowing his name.
Little Kenny.
How do you keep this a secret?
Weird.
How do you keep...
How does anybody keep it? How did this woman keep it a secret?
I don't know.
When Kenny was getting shrouded with...
with bodybuilding accessories.
Yeah, bodybuilding stuff.
Right, right.
And Green Tail Shiner and stuff. And
what is that?
Did he have a movie where he like, was like half lizard and had a tail?
Oh, my God.
What are you talking
about? What the F?
Oh, no.
And what was the name? Green Tail Mister?
Green Tail Liner, I think.
No, Green Tail Shiner.
Shiner, yeah. What movie do you speak of here?
I don't know. I was just thinking maybe he did. I'm not real familiar
half
with this.
Lizard?
Word.
Lizard?
Yeah.
All right, so there you go. What were you thinking of?
All right, here is where that came from.
Oh, man.
Are you sure, or did someone alert you?
No, I'm positive.
Okay.
Because I got to thinking about this on the way home, and I was able to trace it back to its origin. About 4 or 5 years ago, I was looking at pictures of dinosaurs online.
Okay. I'm listening.
And I was looking at these majestic beasts, and I started focusing in on their tails. And I was wondering if maybe in the dinosaur culture of that time, maybe the tail was like, you know, plumage is for some birds, like an attraction for dinosaurs of the opposite sex. And then I...
You're doing great.
My God.
Keep going.
What the hell? All right, go ahead.
Let him finish.
And then I started thinking about what kind of tail maintenance they might have to do.
Okay, I'm still waiting for the Schwarzenegger reference.
Well, but I like I say, I can't tie it together. I don't have...
You just said you were going to tie it together.
Well, no, I can't. I don't have any... I also said I don't have any idea what made me think of all this yesterday.
And you think that...
That's a terrible explanation.
That these dinosaurs, to pick up chick dinosaurs, would polish their tails with green tail shiner.
Yeah, they had to maintain their tails.
And they had basically armor all for their butts.
Yeah, they had to, you know, like, make sure that no chinks were taken out of their tails. And, you know, if they ever ran into a situation where, you know, part of it got bitten off, that was a real problem.
Well, there's regeneration with the lizard family.
It's true.
So
tails grow back.
Bite a tail off, it's going to come back.
Yeah, but it still probably puts you out of commission for a little while.
Well, you know.
You can't be running around out there trying to pick up female Allosauruses with, you know.
Half a tail?
Yeah.
Look, as bizarre as this story is.
It's getting weirder.
It makes even less sense now how you tie that in with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah, that I can't explain. I'm having a real hard time explaining that, but...
You were just convinced.
I do remember thinking that probably one of the things they had to do to maintain their tail was shine it.
Right. And you somehow thought that
One of the things they used to shine it had to be green tail shiner. Right?
I don't know, man. I'm worried about you now. I just thought that that was. I thought that you were dreaming of another film of half man, half lizard.
Any film that's had a man that's a half lizard.
Did he have maybe a movie where he was like half lizard and had a tail?
He just sounds kind of drunk when he says it. Hey, man.
Movies, like, you know, lizard and one of them tails.
Did he have a movie where he was like half lizard and had a tail?
He sounds like he'd go in there almost.
Like,
you go in there.
Like, you decided to tie this in. Finally, you found some sort of reference point where you could shoehorn in Green Tail Shiner, and you chose that moment.
I guess I did.
This is very. Driving down the road and seeing a guy with longhorns sticking out of the side of his pickup.
A little bit.
That concept.
Yeah, but this, what are you doing? This still surfing, has no tie-in.
What are you doing surfing around on the internet looking at pictures of dinosaurs?
I like dinosaurs.
I don't know, the red tube was probably down.
I guess.
Should they be. Were under maintenance.
You need to talk to someone.
Yeah. You know what you need to do is go see a therapist about your green-tailed shiner thing. He probably could help you out quite a bit. That may be some sort of bottled up, pent up angst that you had when you were a kid. That your dad made you get out the green tail shiner or something. Maybe he can unlock this mystery.
Yeah, I don't know how I got connected with this, with the story yesterday, but I do remember looking at pictures of dinosaurs and wandering down the green tail shiner path.
Man, how stoner is that? Okay, all right.
Hey, man.
Look. This may sound weird, but just go with me, all right? Do you think dinosaurs ever had to, like, have any sort of maintenance to their tails? And if they did, do you think they would shine it with, I don't know, green tail shiner?
It is very stoner.
Maybe that's it. Maybe this is an old stoner party you had.
This is a flashback.
It may be.
It was 3 or 4 years ago. So I don't think it.
You and the fake Stephen Hawking and the fake Kenny Stabler all were hanging out one night in 73.
Mm-hmm.
And Felix, of course. The rest of your bandmates.
It probably would have been more Felix.
It would have?
Probably.
Okay. That's pretty awesome, though. I thought about that a lot last night.
That's what's awesome about you.
Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it got tied into yesterday, but it did, and that is where it came from.
And if you're calling, probably you're trying to reference the James Earl Jones figure in Conan the Barbarian, in which he turned into a half snake that Arnold was in, but Mike never saw that.
So no, I didn't.
That's not a reference point for him.
However, maybe that idea got planted in my head some way. Maybe the idea of Conan the Barbarian. I don't know.
Boy, what a bad movie that was.
I liked it when I was a kid.
Oh, I know. Have you seen it, though, in the last 15 years?
No.
It's just pathetic. And yeah, the James Earl Jones snake turner. By the way, you know who the co-star was in Conan, don't you? Who his
female
Tonto was? Wilt Chamberlain.
Oh, that's right.
Did you know that?
Wilt Chamberlain was in Conan the Barbarian?
Dude, he was the co-star.
He was his enemy, wasn't he?
No.
Were they buddies?
Yeah, he was his running buddy.
Did he have a lot of speaking lines?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he rode around on a horse with, like, all this, I don't know what you call it, medieval garb on.
Right.
Wilt was actually in the second Conan the Destroyer.
Oh, okay.
No, that's Wilt. Wilt could do anything.
There was nudity in the first one, too. I remember that. I think
by
so.
Whom?
Some old gal showed her boob.
Probably Helen Mirren. She was naked a lot in that era. Yeah.
Former football great Ben Davidson was in Conan the Barbarian.
The former Raider? Wasn't he a Raider?
Yes, and the Miller Lite commercials.
With the funny mustache?
Yes.
Well
anyway, that's where it came
like
from.
Like half lizard and had a tail.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Yeah, boy.
I don't know if we cleared anything up, but that's the genesis of Green Tail Shiner.
My God.
I just thought I'd tell you.